Where the hell? This is ridiculous. Where the hell is it?
Today, those awful men present four short stories of loss, part one. What are you looking for?
What?
What are you looking for?
I forgot.
Story number one, Lost and Found.
So it's 20 years ago, and my brother and I are living together, and it's a cold, wet Sunday evening, and all we have are chicken nuggets, French fries, beer, cable we stole from the neighbor's feed, and a gram of hash. In short, everything we need. And there's an old James Bond movie on the cable. Perfect.
Shaken but not stirred. Moneypenny, come here, Moneypenny. I want you, Moneypenny.
Fantastic. So we cook up the fries and the chicken nuggets, get the beer, and park ourselves in front of the box to watch the movie. Time to spark up. So where's the hash? My brother fumbles around in his pockets. I don't know. He searches the sofa. Is it there? Nope. So I get up to help. The bedroom? Nope. The carpet? Here are the two of us on our fours. Nope. Damn! I check the sofa again. Come on, man. What did you do with it? We even cut open the vacuum bag. We never did find that gram. We never saw the movie, and we both went to bed pissed off. Months later, and you'll understand if I don't get into details, we were visited by a surprisingly large number of police officers. A surprisingly large number, acting on a tip from some low-life dickhead with a phone and a warped sense of humor. They tore our apartment apart while we sat in the kitchen pleading our innocence. Try that at 23. Honestly, officer, we have no idea what you're talking about. Hardy har. So suddenly, the cop looks at us and says, no idea what I'm talking about? And he thrusts this little bitty back ball in our faces. No dope, eh? What do you know? The gram! So we laughed at the cop for sending 14 guys to find 1 gram of hash and asked him, so where was it? He was pissed off and embarrassed. He tried to make it out like to be some crime against humanity. I remember my brother. Yeah. So where was it? He wouldn't tell us. Oh, come on. No, really, where? We begged, but he wouldn't tell us. He'd figured out this is one thing we wanted to know. He left. To this day, it bugs me. Where the hell did he find it? Story number two, coping with loss.
A life can be devastated by losing something you don't even want. I was working in a camp up north, mostly job creation for the locals. And because our location was constantly changing, we were experts at setting up a quick camp with an outdoor privy. Our best outhouse was this log that hung over a beautiful small ravine. It was comfortable, and we didn't even have to do a thing. It was a natural toilet. When Jake, he's the first guy to amble through the woods to use the privy, grabbed his novel, another member of the crew grabbed a shovel and wound down and around to end up right behind and below that log that jutted out over the ravine. As Jake relieved himself and read his book, the other guy held out the shovel and caught it. Now think about it now. You're in your bathroom, you're sitting there reading your People magazine, you're all done, you stand up, and there's nothing there. There's nothing there. You have to imagine how devastating that's going to be. Now, when Jay came back, the look on his face, his life was destroyed. He's walking out of the bush like he's walking in glue, slowly lifting and looking at each foot as he steps ahead. He's stopping and furtively checking and looking, and he spent the rest of the day trying to find it. His world was fractured. He'd never trust his senses again, and he could never talk about it. How can it come up in conversation? Hey, have you ever lost a turd? There's a party stopper. I learned two things. If you're not crazy, don't go north. And shoulder check when you crap outdoors. That was 20 years ago. I saw Jake the other day. He's still a mess, still looking in his cuffs, and I'm still laughing too hard to tell him. You know, I got tired of losing things here and there. I decided to lose everything at once.
What'd you do?
Got divorced.